This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Phil Latzman. A maverick third-party candidate and an irreverent moderator turned the final debate for Florida governor into a three-ring spectacle broadcast live on national television. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the blow-by-blow.
20 minutes before last night's debate began in Tampa, a federal judge said Reform Party candidate Max Lynn should be allowed to take part.
The system is broken, and that's why I've been in court now through four judges and finally got here at the last hour. I've been a registered Republican now all my life, and years ago the Republican Party left me. They've left all their traditional values, and Charlie Crist has left all the traditional values of the Republican.
With the debate being broadcast live on MSNBC, moderator Chris Matthews hit on a number of national issues, first asking Republican Charlie Crist his thoughts on the president.
President Bush has done well, but I don't think he gets the A that I give to Governor Bush.
Well, give him a grade.
A B. I think the president gets a B, but I want to give him high praise for being principled.
Democrat Jim Davis.
The president doesn't get as high a grade as the governor does. The president gets an F. The president gets an F because he broke his promise not to drill for oil off the coast of Florida. I've been leading the fight in Congress to make sure that we don't drill off the coast of Florida. I asked Charlie Crist to join me in that fight. He didn't do so. I've been fighting this president when he wanted to privatize Social Security, which would be very bad for Florida. This president's about to get a message, and the message is we don't want to stay the course. Charlie wants to stay the course in this campaign as well.
The Democrat was pressed on how he would pay for $1 billion in property tax relief while raising teacher salaries. Davis said he would do away with 5% of the $20 billion in tax breaks passed by state lawmakers.
Charlie Crist isn't going to do anything about this, but I am, and I'm going to pressure the legislature to get rid of some of these special interest tax
Mr.
breaks.
Crist, do you want to challenge that? I mean, the question of getting this money from somewhere else through plugging loopholes, would that stand a chance in the state legislature?
I don't believe that it would, but let's understand exactly what my opponent just said. He wants to raise your taxes. He talked about the fact that under the current administration, $20 billion in tax cuts have come about. He has said in this campaign he wants to put all of them on the table. I don't think that's right.
The debate also addressed the issues of insurance reform, education, and both the leading candidates were at times confronted by the moderator.
Mr. Crist, did you say that the crime has gone down and led us to believe that violent crime has gone down when violent crime has gone up?
Crime has gone down in our state.
But violent crime?
Violent crime has gone down in our state as
Murder's
well. The only
down.
Violent crime that's up is murder. But it's
well, that's what Marion Barry used to say in D.C. when I was there. He'd say, crime is down, sorry, murder's up. The only exception. To most people, murder's the big one.
It is the biggest one.
Well,
it's
why didn't you say that?
One.
Why did you say crime is going down when you knew that murder had gone up?
Because crime has gone down.
That's a technical
Chris.
Point. That's...
While the Reform Party candidate mostly criticized Crist, Lynn was also critical of Davis, calling both career politicians.
It seems like to me, over the last 20 years, these two gentlemen have been in office. And it seems if they were going to provide any new ideas or fresh ideas, it would have happened by now. You know, Jim, I traveled up to Washington. And I look for you some for fresh ideas. And as Charlie said, unfortunately, all I found was an empty chair. But then again, I traveled up to Tallahassee, Charlie, and I look for new direction from you. And all we found was an empty suit.
The debate was broadcast locally by NBC6. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.